Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm so much feeling so much better today, and I'm so grateful for that. And I thank you for giving me a little bit of time. It's incredible how tired I've been, but you know, we have such a great God. And a couple nights ago, I was just thinking about how much, after the election, how much you can focus on other things. I was so focused on the Word. I was so focused on finally being taught again, which I was so thankful for, finding someone who taught in a way that I loved, and it was blessing me, and it was filling me up, and it was getting me energized again to read. And then the election came, and then I'm just obsessed with all the political things and all the different, you know, everything that's going on. But it was an awakening for me that, you know, like, God is the most important thing. God's the most important thing. I mean, He even sets up, it talks about it, He sets up the authorities, whether good or bad. God always sets them up. And when you understand that and you have that peace, I mean, do you really need to know all this stuff? I have no idea, although I'm enjoying it. You got to start to read the Word. You got to get your nose back in the Word. You got to, like, for me personally, it's like in a wake-up call. Like, I got to get back into the Word, because it is a blessing when you're there. We have a big God. Don't forget don't forget your Creator. Don't forget that you're never alone. Don't forget to pray. And that's what this is going to be about today. I'm going to start off in Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith, and again, faith is specifically believing what you hear. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, or he pays in full of them that diligently seek or search him out. Number one thing is faith, believing what you hear. And you can't, if you don't hear it, it's hard to believe it. You got to hear it. That's why it talks about having preachers out there and people to teach. You got to believe that he is. If you don't believe, if you have a hard time with that, take the step, ask God to show you. You will not believe how much it is incredible the things that you're going to see in your life when you start to go to God in all situations. I've been able to do this my whole life and watch God perform over and over and over again. He's performed for my family. I know he'll perform for you. We have a big God. If you jump over to Psalms chapter 20, verse 1, it says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. There's a couple things that are in this. Number one, God is going to hear you in the day of trouble. But if you don't declare your prayers, if you don't let God know you need help, I mean, he's going to know. But he hears you. He wants a relationship. Peace, and the state of peace, it's grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God. You got to have a relationship with God, a relationship with his son, and he will hear you in the day of trouble. The next thing is this God of Jacob. If you read the accounts of Jacob, I'm telling you, he was not the best dude. He lied, he stole his brother's birthright, lied, put him down, and yet God chose him. It's not about your acts in this life. It's about your heart. He knows your heart, the seat, the thing that makes you you. It doesn't matter if you've done negative thing after bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. That's why it talks about the God of Jacob. He is a big God. He loves you regardless of anything you've done. And when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's what Christ died for. When you believe in that name that he died, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, period. It's over the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a son of God. You're chosen to the position. You've been summoned. You've been called just as much as I've been called, just as much as anyone before you's been called. You are a son of God. with a God that hears you, that knows your voice. Verse 5, we will rejoice in thy salvation, in thy safety, and in thy preservation. Rejoice, ye people. Rejoice that you have a God that hears you. He will keep you safe. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. He's going to fulfill the things that you need in your life. You got to believe God's going to be there for you. You got to know that you know that you know that God is there in your life. I promise you, when you get there, it's going to blow your mind. You'll never experience true spiritual peace, because we are in a battle constantly. And it's not just with man, it's a spiritual battle. You're never going to experience the peace that comes from heaven until you start to go to God, face Him, declare your prayers, and be thankful. He will provide. Again, when you pray the big prayers today. You lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today, and thank you for just getting me over this sickness. I'm grateful that it's almost over. I thank you for the people that you put in our life and how much of a joy it is to be with them. I thank you for the people we work with. I just pray for Terry's heart, Father, that you take care of him. And again, I just thank you for the moments of our life and how you're just there for us. And I ask for another great day, and I thank you for what your son did for us. I lift it all up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.